Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 10, you will hear stories from our 11th collection, Foolhardy. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Godwinked by John Rumbold. Staring at the screen, I thought, this is folly. Why am I doing this? Taking 5 days out of my busy life, spending $750. I must be crazy thinking I should do this. The purchase ticket button was pulsing at me from the screen. What made me think I could write a book? Sure, I had written many technical papers during my career as an engineer. I had even presented these papers at conferences. But what made me think I could write prose? The thought of taking a community college creative writing class at the age of 68 was terrifying. All those young'uns staring at me day after day. And yet, here I was, thinking of embarking on my first research journey before I had any inkling of how I could turn that experience into writing a prose piece about it. I was taking the train from Los Angeles to New York, as Adelaide, the protagonist, and my mother had done unaccompanied at the age of 13 in early March 1929. It had been 18 years since she told me the secret of her years spent in Sumatra and Malaya. She was gone now, and I had the audacity to think now was the proper time, or the time at all, to write a book about it without any knowledge or experience in that art, that craft. Nevertheless, I clicked on the button. By 1929, the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railways California Limited had been surpassed in luxury and speed by the Southwest Chief. But frugality required that young Adelaide would take the California Limited, train number 4, departing La Grande Station in Los Angeles at 6:15 p.m. And depart she did on February 27, 1929, to escape the deprivation and abuse of her great aunt. 84 years later, I was booking the Amtrak Southwest Chief, train number 4, departing Union Station in Los Angeles at 6:15. The Moorish-inspired La Grande Station, having suffered heavy damage in the 1933 Long Beach earthquake, ended passenger service when Union Station was opened in 1939. And was demolished in 1946. I would have to be satisfied with Union Station for this reenactment without coal-fired steam. Upon boarding, the steward showed me to my roomette, whereupon I took out my notebook to begin recording my experiences. As we rolled through the desolate neighborhoods of Los Angeles, the steward walked by and handed me a ticket with the letter F on it. "This is your dining car ticket," he said. "When you hear this letter called over the public address, go back to the dining car and wait for the waiter to seat you at the next available seat." I arrived as instructed and was directed to a table for 4 with a mature couple sitting facing each other. I began a conversation with the woman across from me. It began with the usual small talk, "Where do you live? Why are you taking this journey?" with all the necessary follow-up questions. Then I asked the woman, "What do you do?" "I just recently retired," she said. "What did you do before you retired?" "I had my own psychology practice for many years. It was a very busy practice, and I decided it was time to retire about a year ago. I was very active with the American Psychological Association, where I presented many papers on various topics that I had researched." I thought how interesting, similar to my career in scientific endeavors. "And what are you doing now that you are retired?" I ask, always curious about how this retirement thing plays out. "I'm writing poetry and prose," she answered matter-of-factly. I was taken aback, dumbstruck. I pondered the thought that out of pure chance, I was facing a person who made the same transition that I had agonized over for several months. As the silence approached palpable, I managed to gather my thoughts. Without revealing my current anxieties over doing the same, I asked, "How did you make that transition from technical writing to writing prose?" "I found this man in Beverly Hills who teaches something called method writing," she said. "It's sort of like method acting, but for writing. I took many of his courses, and they have been a tremendous help to my transition to becoming a writer." I never knew about the God wink theory before, but I have since found many writings on the subject. The idea that a divine source sometimes puts people or events in our path to encourage us or answer our trepidations when that source believes in our course, or a different one, was a source of reassurance. And now, 10 years later, I have taken many method writing courses, and never once have I stepped foot in a community college classroom. Copyright 2024, John Rumbold. During his career as an industrial engineer, John Rumbold wrote several technical papers for presentation at conferences. Since retiring, he has spent 10 years working on a creative nonfiction account of his mother's experiences during the 1930s, living on a rubber plantation in Sumatra, a story she only shared with him in his adulthood. John studied writing in Los Angeles, where he lived, with noted writing teachers and published pieces through Orange County Writers. John now lives in Mooresville, North Carolina, and is a member of the North Carolina Writers Network. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 11 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.